nap, nap.
Hello! Last night these two bouncers and one of them's alright. The other one's a scary and his way or no way. Totalitarian, he's got no time for you. Looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you. And there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay. And you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line. And you can swap jumpers and make another move.
and thirst for war. Spend my day standing in the pouring rain, but I know that I'm on my way. I'll never lose my faith in rock and roll. Never let hate make a home in my soul. 7,000 temples came crashing down, but I know I'm on my way. Who do I believe in? I believe in me. I worship at the shrine of the human body. Who do I pray to? I think I'll pray to you. Got faith in the good things that good humans can. What we don't understand, all of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way. So who do I believe in? I believe in me. Worship at the human body. Who do I pray to? I pray to you. Got faith in the good things that good humans can.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
gain perspective, let alone know I had it.
Survival by the soundtrack made of our short lives, making sense of all the ground. That is made from cartography of me. All those feelings every day. The bus stop was the size of the entire world. The ball that broke your tooth and carving at me all the time was I had done you wrong. I hope I'm sorry. Certain times in our lives come to take up more space than others.
Even when he climbed that tree, I was afraid, but he was doing. Hello, everyone out there. My name's Nate. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. And I'm broadcasting right now amidst the storm here in Boston, here in Somerville, here in Medford. It's like whiteout conditions. I went for a little walk. I live pretty close to the station, so I figured I'd just come by and just say, hey, my show's usually at 3. I don't know if I'm going to stay that long, but, you know, it's one of those things. We listened to some Broken Social Scene, some Metric. I did not bring my computer, so we're just going off of what is here. So there's some vinyls and some other cool stuff, and yeah, we'll just see how long. The last time I was here during a storm, there was a it's a little better. Last time I was here during a storm, we lost power in Medford, and that was pretty great. And the cool thing was that the backup generators clicked on, and we had about an hour of power. And during that time, it was about 3 hours worth of power for the backup generators. And then after that, it was a lot of fun to just sort of listen. Some people took over for me and a couple guys. Shout out to Nick. I haven't seen Nick. His last name is B. Will. That might be his stage name. I don't know. Yeah, he was here and we hung out. And that was great. It was like, yeah, everything had to be played. Sans the online area. So that was a lot of fun. Hopefully we don't have a power outage again today. They were warning, so stay inside. Let's find one of those winter weather PSAs. I guess this is like not the time to read that because, you know, you kind of out of luck. It's already started. I think the whole point of that PSA is that, you know, you had your chance before the storm, and now it's a good idea to store some water, make sure that your devices are charged, make sure that there are other, you know, you've alerted people of where you are, your house is insulated, and fire protection, big thing, fire protection. So make sure if you're using a space heater or any other kind of thing that creates a lot of heat like that through just resistance that could potentially spark or anything like that, just make sure that those things are taken care of. The worst time to have an emergency is during another emergency. Especially now, crews can barely get on the road to clear the roads. Nonetheless, to have ambulances or fire trucks kind of get through this would be pretty non-ideal. So anyway, looking out here on the old Tufts University, you know, we got probably six to eight inches right now. It's blown around a little bit, so it's hard to tell how much is actually accumulated. Blizzard-like conditions, a whiteout out here. I can see the light in the, for those of you familiar with the studio, I can see the traffic light right here on the corners of Boston College Ave, but I cannot see the post or anything else. I can just see sort of this ominous green light looking out here as I look down College Ave. So yeah, definitely try to avoid being outside. The good thing is that it's not as cold as it could be. I think it's about to get colder, unfortunately. But I think right now it's about 28 degrees. So even walking over here, I was sweating. But the wind is pretty significant. I think it's only going to get worse. And then also the cold, it's going to get bitterly cold. So even if it is to sort of just clear off your walk and everything like that, make sure that you've got everything taken care of. We're looking out for you here at Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Fast and Loose, which, you know, usually starts at 3, but today started at like 1:30. It's a good time. It's a good time. You know, I threw up there on Instagram that I'm here. I haven't seen, it didn't look like anybody had been here for a little while. So if you're a listener of WMFO and you're like, oh, where is everybody? Well, I mean, it really has been bitterly cold. Combine that with the fact that the semester isn't going on right now either. It's been a time where we definitely just take a break from all the freeform programming. We hand it over to Rick Deckard, the resident DJ here. Other than that, I mean, there's been some quality hockey on. I'm a Pens fan, so just watching some Penguins. Hopefully they kind of turn the corner here, 2018. Definitely also watching around the league. Caught that Rangers-Blackhawks game yesterday. It was okay. Rangers lost that one, which was good. I don't care. I mean, I don't like the Blackhawks, but they can win as many as they need as long as they're playing Metropolitan Division opponents. It's also the 100-year anniversary of the Toronto Maple Leafs, as you know. And they've been celebrating that for about 3 years now because it's really hard to determine what the actual age of that franchise is, considering They were sort of unnamed Toronto franchise for a few years, and then they were the Arenas, or they have now got, kind of gone back and called the Arenas, and then they were a team in between there, and then they were the Maple Leafs, as you know them now. So, yeah, it's a good time. Okay, this is fun. I'm getting a text. My wife is a nurse, and she worked last night. And thank God she got back. She was back at about 7:30 this morning. The T was working fine. I actually, on my way over here, I saw the 89 bus and the 80 bus, you know, walking around there, and they're running. I mean, they're it's so far. Hey, the MBTA is doing what they can. That's awesome. And other than that, I mean, there are just plenty of reasons to stay inside. Bundled up. It is blizzard conditions. You know, it really is blizzard conditions. 2 to 3 inches of snow per time there. Definitely not hockey weather. I mean, you couldn't play in this. You'd lose the puck. This is like, you know, they have the outdoor games and the Winter Classic, which has sort of gone back and forth on being like great. I mean, it's not great ratings, and you know, it's just like an okay time. But there are just a lot of opportunities to play because it's like really cold. Also, have you heard of that? There's like a 4 mile loop of ice skating rink up in New Hampshire somewhere, and I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna do it. I tried last year. It was kind of warm for the back end of the winter. I think I went up there in February last year, and it was nothing. But now I think it's gonna be cold forever. I think it's the long night, as they say, and I think winter is here. And looking outside, it's hard to believe that there will ever be spring. Maybe not. Maybe this is not only the winter of our discontent, but also the winter of actuality. Yeah, it's not getting any better. Stay inside. Listen to the radio. But yeah, my wife just texted me. That could be sort of the signal to leave. I meant for just this to be a stroll, and I ended up over here in Curtis Hall, but yeah, I don't know. You know, this is a good, you know, this is a nice time. You know, it's kind of nice being like inside as the storm rages. If, as you know, you can donate to the Boston Homeless Shelter, or the Boston Food Bank. They also do things where they open up warming centers for people who, the members of our community who are outside. It's something where, you know, it's not just going to social programs and stuff like that. It goes to these really, you know, there's a few days out of the year that really it's impossible to live outside. And I would highly recommend donating to those programs. We've got some friends here that I know from various activities around Somerville and around Medford that really do. Really do value those services because it really is in a lot of ways all they have. So just keep those in your thoughts and prayers throughout the day and throughout the week as the snow keeps coming down. All right, more music. 91.5 Medford MFO WMFO 90. Okay, this is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Get hot. Too close to the flame, wild open space, talk like an open book, sign me up, got no time to take a picture, I'll remember someday, all the chances we took, we're so
Beyond these walls.